Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, folks, it's the second half of our twofers, two for Tuesday. It's two for Tuesday. It's two for every day right now. Streaming time here on Fantasy NBA Today, a SportsEthos.com presentation. I am Dan Bespris. Today's a big day. A pivotal day for streaming because today is the beginning of the quality days this week. I always think of Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys. He says he wants to get some quality time. We need some quality days. Today, four games. Tomorrow, a dozen. Thursday, two games. Friday, a dozen. Or is Friday 13? No, it's a dozen. Saturday, three games. Sunday, a scant 10 games. If you planned way ahead, which we tried to help out with Thursday, Friday shows last week, our streaming episodes, you may have been able to game it out so that in Yahoo Public Leagues, you only have a three-player bench, so it's a little bit easier to make it so that you're at exactly 10 guys on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. In a lot of leagues, it's going to be really hard to not be on overflow. If you have 14 slots or 15 slots, like, you're going to be over on Wednesday and Friday. There's almost no way around it. But for instance, personally, you know, as I was telling you guys what to do, I was eyeballing one of my leagues. I'm in one Yahoo Public Prize League that's head-to-head, and I hate it. It's a terrible format to have the way the FAB is set up for daily head-to-head leagues. It's idiotic, and the league goes to the second-to-last week of the season. Everything about it is just idiotic, but I'm in one. And so last week, as I was talking about it, I was able to look at my own league where I had a bye in the first round of the playoffs last week. So then I'm looking towards this week, and I'm saying, okay, well, Monday I have nine guys. I had nine out of my 13 dudes playing. So last week I made one roster move and I picked up, I think it was Santi Aldama to round out my Monday. It was nice. He was on the waiver wire. That was a cool one to get. And then I looked ahead. I was like, all right, who do I have on the quiet days? Okay, quiet days I had basically Anthony Davis. That was it for today, I think. So then I started to dig a little bit deeper, trying to figure out how I wanted to do the rest of the week. Or maybe I had, might have had 11. I may have been one over on Monday, but it was like a repeated roster slot. In any event, I was able to move some bodies around. This is the important part. It doesn't matter the exact sequence of events. And I picked up Malik Beasley, Bucks, because they go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And prior to the week even starting, I also picked up Brandon Podziemski, who is only one quiet day, but at least he's four games starting today for the rest of the week. So I figured at that point, like, I might as well load it up because it's nice to have somebody going today and tomorrow in case someone on my team gets scratched on Wednesday. Yesterday, because you have to put in all your moves overnight, which again is just beyond insane for head-to-head leagues, you should be able to make moves at the very last second if you need to. I made two more moves, and I picked up Jose Alvarado for today, Thursday, Saturday, and I picked Keon Ellis up, who I would have picked up earlier, but he was on waivers until today. I picked him up for today, with the option to hold through the rest of the week if things are going really well. Because I've also kind of graded out what categories I'm liable to win. I'm not going to win points. I'm not going to win points against this team. So there's sort of no point. Like, I don't need guys that are going to score a whole bunch. I need to win threes. It'd be nice to win both percentages. Rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks and turnovers are all up for grabs in some capacity. So points is basically, I basically built the punt points thought. Blocks I'm probably going to lose as well. Dude's got JJJ, Brooke Lopez, and Daniel Gafford. I have Anthony Davis, so I'm not dead in the water, but liable to lose that one. So I basically built like a punt points strategy with a semi-punt blocks. And then, of course, Aldama blocked four shots. But again, that wasn't the point. Point was, I set myself up. I used two of my four moves today to load up my Tuesday. And now, looking ahead, I actually have exactly 10 guys playing tomorrow on Wednesday. I'm not in overload mode anymore. But one of the problems with the guys I picked up is that Alvarado and Beasley are the only guys on my team that play Thursday and Saturday, plus Santi Aldama, who's back in on Saturday. So I graded out the first part of my week pretty well, but I still need to make some shuffling to get through the rest of it. Because Friday, I'm actually only 9 out of 10. I could go bigger on Friday. And Sunday, I think I'm at 9 out of 10 as well. So I have two moves to use the rest of this week. I've already done my moves for today, and I got to figure out where I'm going to go with it. In all likelihood, someone like a Gary Trent, who's a good three-point shooter. I like the steals there, but I don't really need the points, and he only has one game after tomorrow. That's a guy that could get moved for anybody with two games after tomorrow, where maybe I attack a different category. Aldama also, I know he plays on Saturday, but I now, because I hyper-loaded my quality days, because I picked up so many guys that play today, I actually have room if I wanted to move off of a quality guy day to just a regular player from all the other teams that goes Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Well, not Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. I guess I can just hold through tomorrow, but Friday, Sunday. So after tomorrow, after Wednesday, I can do more moves. I can pick up somebody who goes Thursday, Saturday. I can pick up somebody that goes Thursday, Sunday, Friday, Sunday, whatever it is. I have room after tomorrow to pretty much do whatever moves I want. I would suggest you do the same thing that I did, and that's the segue into actually talking about the, instead of my own team, but the schedule. Look at every day, the rest of the week on your team. What are you at right now? Are you overloaded on Wednesday and Friday? Because in all likelihood, if you didn't make a bunch of moves to unload them, you probably are. I made a bunch of moves to unload them, and that's what we've been talking about. But I think we need to probably come into today assuming that most of you guys are still full, even if full is just 10, on Wednesday and Friday. So guys playing on Wednesday and Friday are of almost no use to you right now, even though they are to me. Who have the worst schedule? Learn how to talk, Dan. Who has the worst schedule from now until the end of the week? Let's start there. That's a pretty reasonable and easy place to begin. Worst schedules from today through whenever belong to Memphis and Toronto, who we just talked about. They have two games over the 6 days, but only one of their two games is on an overflow day, so you'll likely get one of those two. And the absolute worst schedule, at least in my mind, Detroit, Indiana, Phoenix, and Portland. Those four teams have two games the rest of this week, and they're both on overflow days. All four of those teams play Wednesday, Friday only, which means if you have anyone on those teams who's not a superstar, so Tyrese Haliburton, you could probably lump Miles Turner into it, maybe Pascal Siakam because he scores a lot, but his other stuff isn't that amazing. Booker and KD, Beal is hurt right now, so I don't even know, and then nobody on Portland qualifies. A lot of those guys should be getting dumped because you're only getting zero potentially games out of those guys. Obviously, the superstars, they're going to be in your lineup on those overflow days. But anybody that's not at star level, meaning like top 50 or better in fantasy purposes, you could move them and you probably wouldn't lose a game played. Because you probably have someone you can just slot in around them. Now, again, if you've already done what I've done and you've unloaded Wednesday, Friday to the exact point that you have exactly 10 guys to start, then this doesn't apply to you, and you don't need to make any roster moves today or tomorrow frankly, because you've already done it. If you've already done it, you've already done it. This show is not for people that have already made those moves. This show is for people that are now trying to figure out what the hell to do after they were able to get going in their week yesterday. Hopefully you had a full schedule yesterday, and now it's like, all right, what's next? First of all, we just got word right while we were on air that Bradley Beal did not practice. So, I mean, there's another indicator that he's a guy that perhaps you can dump. It's crazy to think, but, you know, what if he doesn't play the rest of the week? What if you're talking about sitting on a zero when you could make a move today to get three quality game days from a New Orleans player or a Milwaukee player, or Lakers and Thunder go 6 times in 4 days? Yeah, they're on overload days. Or Atlanta, they've got 3 games left this week, 2 of them on quality days. Boston has 2 games this week on quality days. I mean, you're probably going to lean towards the teams playing 3 times on days where you can utilize them, but the list is not short for guys that don't need to be rostered on those teams that only play on the overload days. So those are your bad schedules. And then again, Memphis, Toronto, you know, you might be able to squeeze out one of the games from those teams, but also pretty much anybody. If you're still overloaded on Wednesday, Friday, or full, maybe I should say on Wednesday, Friday, any of these teams, one or no games is what you're getting out of them. Who are the good teams then? Well, we already talked about Milwaukee and New Orleans. We have for a week been talking about how those are the two teams you want to be ready for this week. The Lakers and the Thunder, as we just talked about, those teams actually start 6 games in 9 days as part of their schedule now. Heavy schedules for those teams. Lakers and Thunder have the same schedule this week, which is today, tomorrow, Friday, Sunday. And then they got a back-to-back Tuesday, Wednesday next week. So those are teams that are in the mix. Golden State has a back-to-back. Their schedule doesn't extend quite as far as the Lakers and the Thunder, but it's the same this week, where it's, again, today, tomorrow, Friday, and Sunday. Next week is still a 4-gamer for the Warriors, but their back-to-back isn't until Thursday, Friday next week. So they actually have 7 games over 11 days instead of 6 and 9, which still isn't bad. You know, by all accounts, it's pretty darn good. Like, still in the low to mid 60s in percentage of days with games, which, again, not quite 67%, which is the 6 and 9, but still pretty good. But again, all those teams I just mentioned, their other 3 games besides today are indeed on overload days. And then Atlanta is on the list, because Atlanta makes more sense if you're overloaded. They go tomorrow, which is an overload day, and then Thursday, Saturday, which are not. So you potentially could trade out someone for a Hawk and still get at least 2 actual games out of them, plus you get some coverage on Wednesday if somebody were to bail out. But if you're thinking about coverage on a possible bailout, then you might as well look at some of these other teams also, like the Lakers, like the Warriors, like the Thunder we just talked about. They cover you on bailouts on then all 3 days, but, you know, what if your team somehow stays healthy those 3, then maybe you don't get to use them at all. So, like, this week is pretty hard. That's the bottom line. You have no idea what your team is going to look like tomorrow, Friday, Sunday, in terms of last-second scratches. You kind of need to assume someone is going to get scratched on your team late, but you don't know who. You don't know if the guy you have as a backup is going to be able to replace that guy. The timing of the games might not work out, where the guy who gets scratched might be in a late game and your backup might have had to play earlier, so you weren't even able to get them in your lineup. This is one of those weeks where you just need to watch, starting at like 3:45 Pacific time until the end of the night, and any time someone gets ruled in, you throw them into a non-utility slot in your lineup, so that at the end of the night, hopefully you have like 2 or 3 guys that are rotating between the utility slots, and that's how you can rotate bodies in quickly if someone gets ruled out. But this, I mean, it's an impossible task. It's an impossible task. Not everybody can sit in front of their computer for 3.5 straight hours every day for an entire week, and then the following week, and basically as long as your playoffs go, you need to be there for all of those start times. It's not going to work. So instead, you just have to do your best. And instinctively, the move is, see if you're full on Wednesday, Friday. If you are full on Wednesday, Friday, and specifically if you have extra guys playing on Wednesday and Friday, utilize a drop utilize a move to get off of the extra player. There's no reason for you to have 11 guys playing on Wednesday and Friday because that 11th guy doesn't get to do anything. Instead, turn that 11th player, who was just going to be a zero for you on Wednesday and Friday, into someone who's playing today, or today and Thursday, or today, Thursday, and Saturday, or, like the Hawks, tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday. Now, technically, for Atlanta, you don't have to do it yet because they're not playing today, but if you're looking at a team... Now, if you want to get the quality days, you go Milwaukee and New Orleans, and then... The other side of the coin is, if you're not full on Wednesday and Friday, first of all, consider yourself extremely fortunate, especially if you didn't game it out, meaning you just have a bunch of Pelicans and Bucks. You're probably going to win the week because your opponent's going to be sitting on overflow and you're going to be just cruising along with frickin' Dame and Zion or whatever, you know, Bucks and Pelicans guys you have that you didn't have to pick up at the last second here. But let's say you really wanted to pour it on and make sure that you had like four or five guys going on all the quality days. Who are the names on those teams specifically that make sense as moves today?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The same ones we've been talking about. For Milwaukee, it's Malik Beasley. And if you wanted to dig deep, Patrick Beverley got ruled out, by the way. So maybe that means a little bit more opportunity for someone like a Pat Connaughton. I don't think Bobby Portis is on the wire, but he would obviously be one to use as well. So it's basically just Malik Beasley for Milwaukee. For the Pelicans, Larry Nance is probably your best waiver-level guy who's been floating around. Najee Marshall and Jose Alvarado are the next dudes down the pecking order. I would argue all three of those guys could make sense if you're turning a zero into three games over the next 5 days. That'd be pretty awesome. Like, if you have an overload guy who's going to get you nothing until Sunday, and you turn a zero into three games over those 5 days, the only thing you then need to do is probably make a move on Sunday with whoever you picked up on the Pels or the Bucks, because they don't play that last day of the week. Or you just hold them if your season continues, because they go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday next week. Pelicans do. Bucks go Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday of next week. So they each have four games. Although the guys you're picking up, again, those names we just talked about, Nance and Beasley are probably the only ones that I would say, yeah, I mean, you could hold for another week and just say, look, I'm going to get four games and that's fine. Like, you're not going to want to hold Alvarado and Najee Marshall longer than you have to. Or Connaughton, whoever else you might have scraped through on that Milwaukee side. If you are not full on Wednesday and Friday, then you should be looking at a team like the Thunder, the Lakers, or the Warriors, because they go today and then all three of those heavy days. And so then you take someone who has a poor schedule. What did we just talk about? Portland, Phoenix, two games over 6 days, Detroit, Toronto, Memphis, teams that basically have two games over the next 6 days and turn them into four. Because if you're not overloaded, then turning two into four is legitimately turning two into four. If you are full on Wednesday, Friday, turning two into four might actually just be turning two into two. Not super helpful. But if you're not full, then those moves make a lot of sense. So again, the dichotomy here is, if you are full, aim for the quality days teams. Boston and Atlanta are also in the discussion there, but you don't have to do anything with them today because Atlanta doesn't go until tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Boston doesn't go until Thursday, Saturday. So you might as well just sit. Don't pick up a guy who's not playing tonight There's no point. You might as well just wait a day, find out what your team is doing, figure out what categories you need to hustle for. The longer you can wait before making a roster move, the more information you have before making that roster move. And if you aren't full, you tackle the teams, the three choices that have four games left this week, which again, Warriors, Lakers, and Thunder. The players on those teams that are potentially worth streaming, Warriors have a couple. Brandon Podziemski would be one of them. If Trayce Jackson-Davis is floating around, he would be another. He's probably been added. Jackson Davis has, because he's been putting up some nice big man stats lately, but you know, his bad free throw percent has maybe kept him on the wire in a couple of leagues. No guarantee or anything like that, but it's a possibility. Gary Payton would be a deep leaguer for the Warriors. I don't think that I would venture much beyond that. And most of their other guys are probably on rosters, unless you could maybe find Andrew Wiggins floating around. That would be the other one for Golden State. For the Lakers, it's Rui Hachimura because LeBron is out for one half of their back-to-back, so that's going to give him one good game and then three kind of medium games. Spencer Dinwiddie also has a possibility at doing some stuff. He's been playing better lately, so steals, some blocks, a couple of three-pointers. I expect D'Lo to be in, and I expect LeBron to be in, but Dinwiddie's been picking up more playing time because of his defense. Again, more of a deeper league kind of guy when the Lakers are healthy. No, I'm probably not going the Cam Reddish route, and no, I'm not probably going the Torian Prince route. Those would be the extremely deep options. And then the Thunder, their whole stinking roster is basically just a deep league set of choices. If Lu Dort is playing, he would potentially be one of them. Thunder lost. When did they last play? Sunday. They lost in Milwaukee on Sunday. The Thunder. Kenrich Williams has been okay lately, but again, you know, almost everybody on the Thunder that's stream level is a 19-minute guy, and those are very dangerous. The only one who actually gets more than that would be Dort. I honestly, God, I don't know who you'd pick up on that team. Cason Wallace, Aaron Wiggins, Kenrich Williams, all these guys are super unreliable, so not much there. So those are your four-teamers, and we already talked about your three-teamers, and that's basically where you're at this point. Those are your choices. Tomorrow, we'll discuss it all over again. If you're full on Wednesday, if you're not full on Wednesday, that's basically the way the rest of this week is going to go. Are you full Wednesday, Friday, or are you not? There's two very different but parallel paths for the different rosters this week. Right now, I have a roster that is not full on Wednesday, Friday. So tomorrow, I might make a move to fill them up. There's no reason not to. The options to stream on Wednesday, Friday, Sunday are better than the options to stream on Thursday, Saturday, other than like if Peyton Pritchard or Sam Hauser is floating around. That's a really good Thursday, Saturday option. But then you drop way off to like a Bruno Fernando or a Vít Krejci or something like that. Whereas if you want to go Wednesday, Friday, Sunday with your pickup, if you're not full, you've got, you know, 75-80% of the league to pick from. Crap ton of options. You can wait until the last minute and find out somebody's a late scratch and pick up their replacement that's going to go 35-40 minutes. You have way more options if you're not full. Of course, you could also make yourself not full by using an extra roster move today. Use two moves today or something like that. The only problem is you don't leave yourself much wiggle room. If you use two today and then one again tomorrow, that leaves you one move for the last 4 days of the week. What if somebody gets hurt? You'd pretty much have to save it at that point in case somebody goes down. Or you just roll the dice, say, screw it. Somebody goes down. I got to load up my team as much as I can. How the hell did this go 20-some-odd minutes? That was not my intention coming into it. All right, well, let's see here. What do we got? A couple of quick questions from the chat room on streaming. Keith says, I'm dropping Keon Ellis after his game tonight. I'm targeting Sasser. Oof, bad schedule, though. Najee Marshall, Larry Nance are the other choices. Yeah, so those are the better choices because you can get the games out of it. Keith, make sure you're not overloaded because Detroit's schedule is crap. If no Wemby, go Sohan or to pick up Naz Reid? I would prefer Naz Reid. I got screwed yesterday. I added Cam Thomas, and then he was out right before the game's locked. Yeah, I mean, this is That's why, unfortunately, like, if you're in a head-to-head league, you really need to be making your roster moves at the last second. And I know Cam Thomas was a super late scratch, so you didn't do anything wrong here, but damn. Ryan says, underrated content. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. One day I hope to be overrated. Najee Marshall is the most added. Is he preferred over Larry Nance? No, I think I prefer Nance. Marshall might get you an extra three-pointer and like two or three extra points. But what's that really do for you over the next three games? Do you want an extra 2 3-pointers and an extra 9 points? Or do you want like an extra 6 rebounds, 4 assists, couple steals and a block or something? I prefer all the stuff that Nance is good at. And he typically does it on good percentages as well. Would you prefer Bruno Fernando or Jonathan Isaac for their 3 and 4 starting tomorrow? I don't think Jonathan Isaac plays in the back-to-back. So assume you're getting 2 out of Isaac or 3 out of Fernando. And also, you know, with the issue, of course, being the Magic are on overload days, make sure you even get to use the games you're getting out of Jonathan Isaac. I would lean to Fernando for the 3 games where 2 of them are on quality days. But, you know, if you're not full, then you can go Jonathan Isaac and maybe even move on if he plays in the front end of the back-to-back, but not the second. Dan, would you drop Keon Ellis after tonight's game to pick up Naz Reid or wait until tomorrow and then drop a Linick after his game for a player that plays Thursday, Saturday? Honestly, Naz Reid is so freaking good, I think I would say go try to get Naz Reid. Get 3 games out of him. He's good enough to be on a full day. If Aiden gets shut down and Duop Reith can become a playoff hero, can we start calling him Dr. Death? I don't think Duop Reith is going to be a playoff hero. I honestly just don't think fantasy-wise is all that good. Sorry I couldn't join earlier. You're forgiven. Is Crowder an option? He's an option, but he's not a good one. 20 minutes of ball game, 4 to 5 points, half a steal and a 3-pointer maybe? It's gross. How deep am I trusting Pritchard? I'm trusting him, man. I don't think Drew Holiday's back this week. I don't know about Derek White, but I think you're going to get at least one good game out of Pritchard, maybe both. So I'm digging it. Points League, I'm only up 50. I have 3 moves left. I have Kuz, Cam Thomas, and Cade. Do I cut the cord if any of them miss again tomorrow? How much trouble am I in right now? I think Cam Thomas is the most likely to come back, because he has the most to prove among these guys. Detroit, it seems like Cade is out for a bit. I think if all 3 guys are out, you consider dropping Kuzma and Cade. I don't know that they come back, which is a shame because they're the 2 more valuable of the 3, but... Will says, you're killing it. I've been doing work in my head-to-head last few weeks. I hope so, man. I'm trying to bust our butts on these things. Do I drop Nurkic today with the questionable tag for tomorrow? No, wait until tomorrow. If he gets ruled out, you can drop him then. But no sense using him. I mean, nothing would make you want to break your brain faster than dropping Nurk today and then finding out he's going. You're welcome for all the hard work, Michael. Hey, Dan, Alvarado or Hauser for the remaining 2 games on the low volume days? Alvarado's got 3, my good man. Alvarado's got 3. Hauser's only got 2. So, I mean, if you're going Hauser, he doesn't play till Thursday. I will say, though, I think 2 games out of Hauser might actually be better than 3 games out of Alvarado this week. But you can go Alvarado now and you can change later if you want to. Although, again, like trying to hold on to a couple of moves till later is generally a good idea. Will Emmanuel quickly come back this week? Well, apparently he's back at practice, but he got ruled out for tomorrow's game, meaning Sunday is the target. I mean, you know, are you really going to hold 5 days to get a quickly game? Not a move I'm making when he doesn't play for 5 days. Dan, I have Anfernee Simons and I'm up big in the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. Second round starts next. Should I drop Simons for Emmanuel quickly? No, don't do quickly. That's the noise right now. He's not playing until Sunday at the earliest. And then for Portland, I don't know. So maybe Simons is done for the year, possibly, but like he has 2 games between now and the next time we could see quickly. Although I think Simons, yeah, he just got ruled out 5 minutes ago. So at least hold Simons through Thursday, because what if he goes on Friday? Cam Thomas, by the way, is questionable. We got the tag on him, and Ayton is questionable also. You know, with Simons getting ruled out early, odds are he's not playing this week. But again, we know that Quickley's not playing until Sunday at the absolute earliest. So moving off to a guy who's not playing for 5 days is a streaming disaster. If you're going to dump Anthony Simons, dump him for somebody that's got 2, 3, 4 games still. And then if you still want to go Quickley in like 2, 3 days, have at it. But there's no reason to do it yet. You just can't sit on a guy doing nothing for that long. Do I think Cam Thomas is going to play tomorrow? Haven't a clue. Fully questionable. I think if he can, he's going to go. So I would say 55-45, but it's basically a coin flip right now. That's basically what questionable means. You are all very much welcome, everyone. Thank you to the very large social media audience that's catching this one. There's like 600 people watching on Twitter right now, so that's pretty cool. Do I think RJ and Emmanuel are going to be out and in and out of the lineup for the Raptors? I think once they're back, they'll play. I think the Raptors are bad enough that they can play these guys. So if you can get them before that Sunday deal, you probably get them on everything maybe other than back-to-backs. It'll be a little annoying, though. I mean, it's generally better to try to go get a guy that you think is going to play every day. But those guys, well, RJ Barrett, his percentages are going to kill you. But like Emmanuel Quickley, he'd be pretty fun to have if he was actually playing every day. I question whether or not that's going to happen. Suns' last game is Friday this week. Is Grayson Allen still whole, or should I drop in to add more games? If you're going to drop, you drop after his Friday game, provided you're not overflowing. But Grayson's been so good. Everybody wants to drop Grayson Allen. He's top 55 this year, friends. Hold until his games. First week of the playoffs, full on Wednesday and Friday. I don't know if this is a... Aw, nothing's a stupid question. Would you say I can drop DeAndre Ayton? I'm against the dark horse of our league. It's an 8-teamer. Give him till tomorrow to find out because he's questionable. So I know you're full, but if he's in, he's going to be far better than your worst guy. So give it one more day on Ayton. If he sits out tomorrow, you can move on. Who should I stream between Vasilije Micic? I don't know why I keep switching the A and the I in my brain. Vasilije Micic, Trey Mann, or Brandon Miller? Probably Miller. Is Keon Ellis worth streaming after the last game? Yeah, I think so. Everybody says very much a, you know, what have you done for me lately again? And he had a quiet game, but it came after a giant one. It's the average. We want the average. Manila says, Manscaped ad incoming. Yeah, you should go to manscaped.com. Use promo code ETHOS20. I think I might have forgotten to do that promo on the earlier show. There's a chance to add Quickley now to the IL and then swap him for a Pelican after Saturday. I mean, if you have enough moves to pull that off, have at it, but I don't. I don't have enough moves. All right, great questions, guys. A lot of them coming storming in here when I'm trying to wrap it up. This is our longest streaming show. Not my plan. Much love. Tomorrow, I think we're going to have Dr. A on the show because he and I are battling each other in the 30-deep finals right now. But if it's not tomorrow, it'll be soon. Either way, Dr. A coming soon here on the podcast. That should be a lot of fun. Thank you to Ryan Ward for that hit earlier on today. That was also a lot of fun. And to the few of you that perhaps are finding this for the very first time, please like, subscribe, follow. Make sure to listen to all the advertisements so that we can make our car payments here at Sports Ethos. All right, have a great rest of your Tuesday, everybody. Enjoy whatever the hell's going on. Let's get some good fantasy games. We'll see you guys in the morning.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump.
Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.